So we have been waiting to do this for a very long time, especially because I always get asked onto other people's podcasts. I was like, no, do you know what? It's my time to actually put the worlds to right. And I'm going to do that with the podcast, which we have very excitedly named Two Peas, One Podcast. And this beautiful lady to my right is Jennifer. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we want the podcast to be about. And obviously this is our first episode, so you are enjoying us growing with this. And what we want to do is like just do things that you want to hear and see. Keep it real. Like Jen and I constantly send each other memes where we're like, God, it's been a rough day. Pass me the mum juice.
Absolutely.
And we just want to keep it real with you guys, let you all know how it feels to be a mother. I'm a mother of two, and I'm just going to do a little intro. I'm Rochelle Ray Anthony. I was the runner-up on the BBC Apprentice. I always feel like I have to put that in there. I'm a mum of two, and I also want to add mum of two to very feral children. They are ADHD, so am I. So just navigating life. Changing from a career businesswoman to then being a mum of two. So this is Jen.
I think that's where we bond so much. It's because we're in the chaos at the same time, aren't we? We've got kids that are exactly the same age.
And exactly the same people.
Yeah.
When we see Bella and Bentley like rolling around on the floor together, I'm like, yeah, they're going to get married.
Yeah, it's not just
good
me.
Good luck, Bentley.
Yeah.
Bella is going to rule the roost.
Oh, God. Girls are tough, man.
I know.
So tough.
Sassy. We have sassy girls.
We do.
But so Parker is the same age as Hallie, who's my youngest. And Bentley is the same age as Bella. And they're like a week apart.
Yeah.
And they're our oldest. So they're turning seven next month. And it's very interesting to see the navigation. I feel like I've got a teenager.
Yeah.
A preteen at seven.
Absolutely. I always say she's like seven going on 17.
I didn't expect it to start this early.
No.
What is going on?
Do you know what? One of my recent searches actually was how to navigate seven-year-old temper tantrums, because I just feel like I'm at a loss. I've got three kids, but I still feel like you learn something new every single day.
I just feel like with motherhood, there's no rule book.
No, there's no guide. And one rule doesn't fit all either. Like, yeah. So you can read all the advice that you want, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to... Oh, it's going to work with your kids.
Just winging it with the help of mum juice. Like, we're a big fan of Jammy Red.
Absolutely.
We just feel like that is the one thing that keeps us going.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes me laugh? I said the other day to someone mum juice and they went, what's that? They looked at me like I was talking about like sex wee, and I was like, no, it's not sex wee. It's a drink. It's a very jammy red wine.
Yeah.
I was like, God, your mind. Like, how many people have I said that to that actually think I'm talking about sex wee? Like ejaculation or... Like,
oh,
that's
my
gross.
God.
Like, I'm not talking about my...
Do you have many friends on the school run, Rochelle?
I don't think so.
Maybe you would explain a bit.
They're looking at me like, wow, this girl's a sicko. I'm like, you didn't mean my friend Jen. But I want to tell you how we actually met each other. So we were part of this MLM scheme. And we met in lockdown and we were internet buddies.
We were. We were like cyber friends.
We were cyber friends. And I was like, this girl, she's got a little bit about her. She was doing reels and she was just like smashing it. And she popped round to my house and it was just literally to pick up some products. And
should we address the elephant in the room very quickly? We have a petit pois. We've got the two peas and one podcast, but we have a little baby Zach with us.
Probably
shouldn't be here, but he is, because this is the reality of mum life, right?
This is the reality of mum life, and we're keeping it real. I love that we call baby Zach, but he's not a baby anymore. He's almost one.
I know.
But we have a baby in the room.
We do.
He's not mine. He's Jen's.
Wow, you did kind of help make him, didn't you?
I actually did.
I mean, you weren't there during the physical act.
I was Cupid. Ping.
But you saw that relationship blossom.
I did.
And you created it.
I played
matchmaker.
And now
this is the result.
And yeah, he is a darling. He's such a good boy. So if you do hear a baby gurgle, it's not my stomach. We did eat breakfast. But this is baby Zach, who is Jen's newest addition to her family.
Final edition.
Do you know what? I was scrolling for our chat the other day.
Oh, no.
Of like how we did start speaking. And I was like, God, we had great chemistry and like good interactions from really early doors.
Yeah, 100%.
And you were straight away, you said something like... we need to meet up and have like a night out. And I was like, girl, it's needed.
Oh God, especially after lockdown. I don't know a single person who didn't need a night out and just to let their hair down after lockdown.
It was a rough.
It was a tough time for particularly people at home with children.
Yes, exactly. Because we had nowhere to go. And when they closed the parks, I was like, are you having a laugh?
Oh no.
But one thing that was really interesting is you actually said, do you remember this?
Oh God.
So you said to me, how many have you got? I said, I've got one of each and I'm done. And you were like, are you done? And I said, yeah. And I said, what about you? You went, I am so fully done. And I think I put in capitals D-O-N-E on new lines. I was dramatic with it.
Yeah.
And you said, so am I. So we need to talk a little bit about what happened there.
Yeah.
But we did meet. So we went over like a shampoo company. We were selling our hair care online. We just hit off straight away. And I think we went for lunch.
Yeah.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was so fun.
It kept me going. It was a good distraction. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so needed because the one thing that I really struggled with in lockdown was just not being active.
Yeah.
And it just kept my mind ticking over.
Yeah, I can agree with that completely.
Gave me something to do other than being a stay-at-home mum because it's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm a career woman. I feel like I want to be in a career. Like, I couldn't stay at home. But you do.
I do.
Which is so amazing. So we are like, when we were thinking of the name, Two Peas, One Podcast, I feel like we are the yin and the yang. You're the blonde.
We're like chalk and cheese.
Yeah, but we're so
similar.
But we
balance each other out, yeah.
We are literally like the same person, especially twins. On a night out. We're like...
twin flames, yes.
And yeah, so we did meet and then suddenly we went for lunch, had a few drinks, had the best time. And then I took you to a barbecue and it was actually a BBQ, as in like a baby-cue.
Yes, yeah, there were babies everywhere. I mean, which was probably a bit inappropriate considering the levels of intoxication that I was that day.
Up.
I actually don't remember getting there.
Oh my God. So she doesn't actually remember meeting the love of her life.
No, that's really bad, isn't it?
Who was my school friend, and he actually ended up basically falling in love with her.
Love at first sight, really.
Yeah.
I think what a lot of people don't know is that during lockdown, it highlighted a lot of problems in a lot of marriages. And yeah. Myself and my ex-husband had been experiencing quite a few problems prior to lockdown. And then I think when lockdown happened, it just really
heightened it.
Yeah, heightened everything. And we'd actually been doing like couples therapy or counselling every Tuesday for quite a number of months. And we just weren't really getting anywhere. So I think that's something that you don't normally talk to people about when you first meet them, because it's all kind of, especially after lockdown, it's kind of like surface level stuff, isn't it? It's like, let's go out, let's have a good time, let's bond over our kids.
Yeah.
And then obviously the more I got to know you, the more you know.
I was a shoulder girl.
You were
a
shoulder.
Like, yeah. Hugging the arts to each other.
Yeah. So that relationship mutually came to an end. And I was going to kind of just focus on myself, the kids, and then you took me to a barbecue and
Baby Zach wasn't the result. We're starting vicious rumours. He actually came a long time after the relationship started.
Did. Yeah.
But yeah, like I feel like I played a massive role in that.
You do have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah. And I feel like this baby over here is literally my pride and joy, because I do feel like I created him with your help. Obviously you did all the fun bits.
I did. She's a lot of fun.
But yeah, he's such a little darling. And this is one thing, is like, obviously, babies after a marriage breakdown.
Yeah.
And you're living proof that you can do it. You know, Adam didn't have children and he was like, I really want a child of my own. Mm-hmm. You were like, no, I've got one of each, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you how life, years and years down the line, can just change when you least expect it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think if you meet the right person, it's okay having an idea in your head of, you know, saying, I'm not gonna do this. I'm very comfortable with where I'm at. But you don't actually know until you're in that situation. I think that's the case for a lot of things. It's okay saying one thing, but you don't actually truly know how you're going to feel. And the moment I met Adam and saw how he was with the children, I was like, oh God, my ovaries have started up again. I want your baby.
So good for kids as well. He was meant to be a dad. And I remember the day you told me, we were in a steak restaurant and I burst out crying because I was like, oh, I'm just so happy for you.
I know.
It was embarrassing.
It was great.
Yeah.
You weren't expecting it either.
I wasn't. It was the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah.
And just to know how much he was, you know, you're an amazing mum. You keep it real all the time. You definitely like ground me with motherhood. You're so like well-rounded. And I just thought, this is amazing. Like, he couldn't have picked a better parent to have a child with.
Oh,
I know.
Thanks.
We're not going to get too mushy on this though.
Okay.
But one thing we want to do is a segment called Say It. Not or shot it. Say it and shot it. Because we're their kind of mums.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Friday and we're starting the weekend. So I did want to get...
Tequila Rosé.
Tequila Rosé. But I didn't. I went to like three different shops. They didn't have it. So I've got this bootleg mystical unicorn shit. I don't drink gin. Sorry, babies, that close your ears. I don't drink gin. So this is going to be very interesting. But we're going to say what we have to say. And then we're going to shot it. So it's not say it and shot it. If you choose to say the item, we're just going to shot it regardless. So
is this thing a whole shot?
Yeah, I've actually made it quite big. Just do a mouthful.
Okay.
Let me
find
it.
I know how to do that.
She does. I've heard she's got great tickers, but that's a whole nother pod. So our first one is number one. And it is, I can't even read my own writing. That's the ADHD in me. I scribbled it down earlier. So, eclectic music choice. Jen, what is your eclectic music choice?
You know
tell
what
the
mine
world.
Is. I love country and I love country music.
She does.
I do.
And
you
I'll be honest,
it, about me.
It was literally a borderline thing where I was like, can I actually be friends with her?
I know, you did.
I
you
almost did. Disowned her. For
and now doing... and now, who's brought out a country song?
And I love it. Beyonce.
There
she's...
we go.
I want to get my cowboy boots on and my cowboy hat and do-si-do with you.
There you go then.
I'm going to come to
for
the
my
next
birthday, I actually think we should go.
Okay,
and do a
I'll do it
brunch.
For you.
Please.
You're the only one I'll do it for.
Okay, deal.
So there we go. Jen's is country music. We will shot to that.
That is fucking vulgar. Oh my fucking
that
God.
That tastes more like vodka than gin.
What the fuck?
That's not bad.
I thought that was meant to be a liqueur.
But it's very pretty drink. The next one. Oh, wait. We need to do mine. Do you know what? I am such a loser and a weirdo, but do you know what mine is?
Go on.
Classical music.
I knew you were going to say
that. I know.
That.
And I'm just going to play a snippet. I don't know whether like there's going to be...
Are you on this? Are you going to sing?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. There's probably like some kind of rights that I'm not allowed to do it. But this is also 70s. I'm very into...
I don't mind a bit of 70s.
Like jungle.
Yes.
I love jungle at the minute. This is my favourite classical song. It's... I don't know how to say it, which one I'm playing it. It's by Gymno Piedi, number one. Isn't it so beautiful? Renato Ferrari. That is my
Renato
eclectic
Ferrari.
Music choice. But anyway.
I would like to get a massage now, is all
yeah,
I'm going to say.
If it you like mellows
that,
me.
Yeah.
Which I mean, is weird because hip hop's like my type. But hey. Number two, the last thing you Googled. Be honest, like tell us the exact last thing. I'm going to go to mine. Oh, mine's juicy.
Oh my God, mine is so far. This is why we're friends. I feel like I live
vicariously
through other people, literally.
What's yours?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What weight is the Duna car seat? Okay up until no that I'm not even joking
stop
because
that
he's
such
10
long...
kilos and I'm like he's already got another car seat but I'm like should he even be in the one that he's in because he's a little so
also like
I'm keeping it real though
at the
that
gym.
Is my last Google
but like seriously baby Zach is so solid
baby Zach
I'm like
tank.
What
Zach
are you feeding this boy he is literally
he's like his he loves food
I know but he's chubby in all the right places. I fed my baby so much and they didn't even have a quarter of what Zach has. So he's baby goals. The chub is literally delightful. I want to chew on it.
Right, come on then, Juicy, what's yours?
Right, mine is... So the, do you know the guy that they've basically cast for the new James Bond?
Yes.
He's called Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Has he been confirmed now?
Apparently. But do you know what I Googled?
What?
Was he groomed?
Groomed?
Groomed.
As
so,
in like groomed or like groomed?
No, as in like... His wife is currently 57 years old, but so this is like, I don't know this and I'm not starting vicious rumours, right? But I basically posted on TikTok that they've got the new James Bond and then some girl started commenting and basically educated me. So Aaron Taylor Johnson was a teenager when he met his wife. She was like 42 or 40.
And how old was he? A teenager?
He was like 16. Then they made their relationship official when he was 18, she was 42. I'm just going to put that one out there.
Are they still together?
They're still together. She's 57 now.
I need to see a picture after this.
I know. So that was what I Googled because I didn't want to like spout any misinformation, but that was the last thing I Googled. And our last question on say it or shot it. No, say it and shot it.
Say it and shot it. We're and shotting.
Is If you could choose one sex act for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, God.
This is quite tough. This is a hard one. We didn't shop. We didn't shop for our Google. Right, so...
Here's to car seats and
car
actors.
Seats and groomers.
Yeah, that doesn't get any better.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think you should go first on this one.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm a straight to the point kind of girl. I would just go straight for penetration. I don't need any of the foreplay. I'm like, hit my juice spot, big boy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I like keep it or leave it, like kind of lingus, fellatio, have it. I will just take pure sex. I get the best orgasms, honestly.
I'm a little bit lost for words.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what I was expecting you to say, but I don't think it was that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I honestly don't mind, like just straight bang me, daddy.
Oh my good Lord. What's the big word you used?
Fellatio, which is head, or cunnilingus, which is being licked out.
That one, probably.
I hope I'm saying this right. Cunnilingus?
It sounds very naughty.
It does, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the way the word see you next Tuesday came from, potentially.
Well, there you go. But it does sound a lot nicer than...
So you would do that over actual penetration? Forever.
Oh, I actually don't know.
This is what I mean.
I don't know. I think that's a difficult question to answer.
It's such a tough question.
Because I just like a concoction of everything.
Yeah, so do I. I'm like a greedy girl. But I also think, imagine like saying goodbye to actual penetration forever.
Okay, now I take it back.
My God, see?
Now
I swayed you.
All right, cheers to penetration.
Cheers to penetration. I've literally had way too much because I can't even say my words. Oh, so we're putting away the shot glasses. Also, I did try and find shot glasses, but this is all I can find.
Do you know what? They're probably a bit classier than shot glasses.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Love is Blind with the gold goblets.
Yes, I need to watch the latest season of that because I've not.
Haven't you? It's good. It's very juicy.
Is it?
But I feel like people are going on that show for fame now.
Someone's ruined it for me though. They said that the ending was rubbish.
It is.
So,
sorry.
Do I bother?
Yeah, I feel like watch it for like the juice because it's quite juicy.
Okay. So our next topic, dates. Quite a controversial one. First date, would you split the bill? 50-50. Or do you expect the man to pay?
So I am quite a new age feminist. However, if you've asked me on the date, best believe you should be paying the whole amount.
Yeah.
And then after that, 50-50. But yeah, I actually think if you've asked me on the date, you should be paying.
Okay.
That shows me like that you're a gentleman and that there's going to be a date too.
What if it was like... not a direct ask, but you kind of mutually agree to go on a date.
If it's not a direct ask, I ain't going.
No, that's fair.
I'm sorry.
No, like, nor would I.
Yeah, because what kind of man are you?
No, I've actually had it where the guy has been like, should we split it? And immediately I've got the ick.
It gives you
and
the
ick. And it's not an ick because...
you've not got the finances.
Yeah, it's an ick because, like you said, he's asked me and it's like...
Be
the
chivalrous.
Gentlemanly thing to do on a first date. I get after that.
Yeah.
But it also kind of tells me, I think, how he thinks the date's gone. I take it quite like personally, like,
he's asked
to split the bill. He probably doesn't like me and doesn't want to see me again, which isn't always the case. But you can get mixed messages and mixed signals from somebody being like,
if someone is willing to split the bill, to me, it's just kind of showing you what kind of man they are.
Yeah.
And that's no shade to like, finances. However, you want to put your best foot forward on your first date.
You want to have fun on the first date. You don't even want to be thinking about finances. Like, just tap your card and let's go and get some drinks and I'll get the round of drinks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, and I feel like to lead on to that question, would you have sex on the first date? She thought she would. You would, right?
No.
No.
No, no. No sex before marriage.
Okay, so I'm very much like 100%. No, I would not have sex on the first date. No, I legit... I don't care whether you've paid 100% for the bill.
Yeah.
I ain't no prostitute.
Oh my God,
you're not paying for my meal money.
You know, each to their own and whether you're comfortable with it or not. But I mean, I don't think it would be off the cards.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And I suppose it's like what gets you going. But yeah, I'm just not a first date kind of girl.
To put that into context though, I think if there's been a lot of messaging prior to the date, you kind of feel like you know that person a little bit better. But if it was like a blind date, then... probably not.
Yeah. See, I will literally hold out. Like, I will wear a chastity belt to that date.
Oh, you're
so
good.
No matter how I feel, just because I want to be like, no, you can
you need
work
to work for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
like,
that.
I'm such a bougie queen.
No, I like that. I love that.
And this is the part where I feel like we've already given you a free confession.
Yeah. 100%.
This is the part when we give you our confessions of the week. So you have been sending in your droves multiple anonymous confessions. And these are the three that we picked because we found them quite interesting. They're not seedy. They're not saucy. This one's actually quite tame in comparison. So our confession number one of the week. I introduced two friends and now they keep messaging separately and have private talks I know nothing about. They have arranged to meet up without me. I feel really left out. Help. What can I do? What are your opinions on this?
Mixed, actually, because I am all for networking and getting to know new people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if she knows them or he knows them and they're two new friends, would you not kind of bond over that mutual connection and kind of involve that person?
Yeah, like to me, it's kind of common courtesy.
Yeah.
If you've introduced some friends, really the best thing they can do is just give a polite invite.
Yeah, 100%.
Because the fact that that person now knows, I just think their feelings haven't been considered. Yeah, you might have hit it off. Yeah, you might be besties. But the reality is, put yourself in that person's shoes. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I think
how
that's fair.
Would you feel? Our next one is, I'm going to get you to read it out.
I really fancy my mate's wife. I don't know if I can read this without laughing. I really fancy my mate's wife. I actually obsess over her. I feel like making a move, but don't want to ruin my friendship with my mate. Okay.
Dissect
that one for me, Rochelle.
Bro, you've literally said you don't want to, like your relationship and your friendship with that boy is 100% done.
Can we just focus on the key word here? Wife.
No, it's not just a fling.
Wife.
It's a whole wife.
It's a whole wife.
It's giving strange.
It's giving obsession.
It's giving obsession.
That's not normal.
Yes. He actually says obsessed.
He does.
I am obsessed.
I'm obsessing over her. I feel like making a move. But I want to know, what's given him that impression that he feels like it's okay to make a move?
Yeah, like, is the wife...
I feel like I want to make a move. Why do you want to make a move?
Yeah, like, you don't give a shit about your friend.
No, that should be a flat out no.
Red flag.
100%.
Yeah, that's
very
actually not normal. Very odd. I am not okay with that. So, next one. This is... I don't know. Should we do this one? No, I don't think we should do that.
I think we should. The fact that you've just said we shouldn't, I think we should. No.
Let's save it for the next episode.
No. People need juice, Rochelle.
No, this one. Okay.
This
is juicy.
I probably haven't even seen this one.
This is juicy.
Let's go.
Okay. I went on holiday a virgin. I came back having slept with 9 men. I was only 17. My husband thinks I'm a slag, but I was just catching up.
This can't be real. This cannot be real.
I don't know whether these are real. But also, can we just say, how long was the holiday?
If she was traveling for like a year.
If this was a week long holiday, which is our average holiday time.
How many? Just remind me of the number.
She must have banged two in one night. She had 9 men.
I actually have a friend that's done that. I know. Awful.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Back in her youth.
Wow.
Obviously, I'm not to disclose any names.
No,
yeah.
This is strictly confidential.
Interesting. Wow, she's had a lot of fun. Go her.
Yeah, so I don't know how long ago this was.
No,
we don't
know
how old she is.
Listen, we're in that society where if a guy had done that and sent that into a group chat of guys, they'd be like, lads, how funny.
But you are so right.
No, but they would. If that got sent into the group chat or that appeared on Lad Bible, it'd
top
be like,
shagger.
Yeah.
Wait, top shagger.
This is it.
Yeah, you're right. But also, the fact that she's told her husband.
I mean, if this was a
you
one
should
week,
have took that shit to the grave, boo.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
What were you thinking?
You don't need to tell anybody that.
No, I think she should be keeping that a complete secret. Lock the key, throw away.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the last of our confessions. But we are going to do our win of the week.
Of the week. So, would you like to go first?
I want to hear yours. Tell me your win of the week.
I've actually got a couple. One is like a big life win.
Okay.
And then another one is just like my weekly small win. So my big life win is I am officially a divorced woman.
She's a divorcee!
Okay, I feel like we need to pop a party popper.
So anticlimactic.
Yay! Okay. Love that for me.
Congrats. Thank you. High five to being a young, free and single woman, but with a baby daddy.
It's more of a life win because that's been a good, like, almost 2.5 year process. I mean, you were there right from the beginning.
I know how rough it's been.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think when we start a marriage what it would be like.
No, nobody goes into a marriage. Through that. Absolutely. Nobody ever goes into a marriage thinking it's gonna finish.
And you've had to be strong for your kids.
Absolutely.
And you've had so much like adjustments to make. Mm. But one thing I will say is this woman is an absolute trooper and she's so multifaceted. Like you are soft but strong. And yeah, hats off to you. So
thank you.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Mrs.
Thank you.
Divorcee.
Thank you
from
very
Mrs.
much.
To Miss. We need a party. We'll do some drinks. Knows.
Yeah. I'm not that though.
No, not the disgustingly mystical.
We won't be partnering with them anytime soon.
No, I don't know what brand this
my
is.
My small win of the week. Small win. I successfully removed a baby grow that had shit from the bum up to the neck without any transfer.
No, was it a punami? Yeah,
it was the only punami he's done, and I've never seen anything
and
like
also,
it.
Also, can I just add, baby Zach is now on solid food, so. I am like thinking about what you've had to do there and my heart goes out to you.
Thanks. Maybe we should talk about your win of the week because you're the real nobody superhero. Wants to listen to a podcast about baby shit. They don't.
Right, so my win of the week is actually so fucking basic and I don't want to say this out loud now.
I love a basic win though.
Yeah, but like...
Basic wins, I'm here for them.
I feel like...
Zach's here for them too, apparently.
Baby Zach's like, yes, Rochelle. Woo! So... Before work, I knew I was going to leave really late and I knew I was going to have a really busy day and a quick turnaround to get to the school, pick them up, give them dinner.
Yeah.
Baby Zach's distracting me. Mm. Holiday clubs, after school clubs, you know what it's like. Mm-hmm. So I reversed into my car parking space. I did it in one take.
No, you did not.
Yeah, had a busy day. One take. Like, I was like,
you've
fucking
got a
call
dodgy,
me Lewis.
You've got a dodgy ass drive as well, by the way. Her drive isn't straight. It's literally like at the most skew-if angle you've ever seen. I can't park in it. I choose not to park in it because I don't want to try and come out of it.
It's not worth starting it.
It's not.
But I did. And I zipped in. And then when I came back out, I was like, zoom, I was ready to go. And I literally went, do you know what? Pat on the back, Rochelle. That was fucking excellent time planning. Well done. And I was actually like... That's my win of the week.
I love that.
Small.
I love that for
but
you.
Mighty.
I love that.
Well done to us.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to just mix it up and add something a little bit fun in there. And I want you to do your karaoke song whilst gargling our delicious mystical unicorn juice. It's going to be really hard.
I think you need more.
I need more too. I'm going to try it with water because it's currently burning my throat. Right, water.
This is probably going to be the most unattractive thing I've ever done.
I think you need to put it in your mouth too. And then if you can try not to laugh.
I need to put it in my mouth.
Sorry, just
quickly.
Have you seen the game? We should do that. That's what we should do.
The game.
Drink the water. And then you get like Snapchat or something. You know, it's got like the thing where it changes
the face.
Yeah, so that you get a mouthful of water.
And then show it.
And then you turn the camera onto it.
Because Adam and I always play that game. We're like big kids. I don't know the Snapchat filters though. We need to like, I'll try and get them and save them. Yeah. Your face goes off.
Okay, good. We'll do that.
Okay. Right, get water in your mouth and then I'm going to gargle.
I'm scared it's going to come out.
I'm going to gargle my, fucking keep drinking it. What's wrong with me? I'm like a fish today. I'm supposed to be keeping it in my mouth. So I'm going to sing it whilst gargling and you're going to have to guess the song.
Okay, go on then.
But you have to get water in your mouth too.
Oh my god, that was an epic fail. It sounded like you were dying. I was actually concerned for your life at one point.
I actually felt like I was choking.
No, I don't know if I can do this.
Is that what drowning feels like?
Okay. Probably. Or waterboarding.
Right, I'm going to start again.
I'm like, why am I holding water in my mouth?
Because I need for you to also react.
Oh, no.
Okay. Right, I'm going again. Take two. Oh, my God.
I'm done. You're just choking. Oh, we can't.
I didn't even do anything. You started laughing. Okay, I feel like this is not a good game for us. Right. Okay, one more time. This is actually fucking gross now. Right.
No, I'm done.
If you've got more chance of me winning the lottery than guessing what that is. Okay, that was Never Ever by All Saints.
Wow.
I'm going everywhere.
That was unbelievable. Actually gross.
Well,
10 out of 10 for effort.
Yeah, I felt I got really serious at points. So I was like, game face. Right, your go. I need a tissue, man. Oh, do I need to get the water too? I'm so glad we're not doing it at the gym.
I can't. I don't think I can do this.
Just a little bit.
Michelle, it's coming out of my nose.
Right. You're so good at this. Under the sea. Little Mermaid. No.
It's meant to be reached for the stars.
Okay, no, I didn't get that. But A for effort. A for effort. You were way better than that. You were actually so good at that. But you can tell she's top shagger because look at that. She held that well.
Wow.
Deep throat queen.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we're going to just try that one more time and hopefully one of us are going to win. You go first. I'll put it in my mouth ready.
Put it in my mouth ready. Why are you already making noise when it's not even in your mouth?
That's what I said. I said I'll put it in my mouth ready.
Ready? Sounds awful. Flaccid. Control your... Right.
Okay,
I've got the theme song. Okay.
Why do you look like a dory? You're like...
Yeah. I think
we're... Oh my gosh! Okay. Right, no, last go. Right. I don't know what that was. What was that supposed to be?
It was meant to be Under the Sea.
Oh my God, I thought it was that.
Why didn't you say it
because
then?
Because that's what I guessed last time.
Wow, there you go. Oh,
I thought no way she's doing Ariel again.
No, I actually was.
Oh, I actually should have guessed right, that. That's... Okay, right, my go. Okay. What am I going to sing? Okay.
No, I'm done. I can't, I've got no idea what that was.
Spice Girls, who do you think you are? Just to use it, prove it, groove it.
I want a poll on that. I want to see how many people.
That was sick. Are you joking?
No, we're doing a poll on that.
I did that so good.
If anybody guesses what that is.
I don't know how you didn't guess what that was.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Jen. Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Fuck's sake, Jennifer. That was literally spot on. That was my best go yet. I feel like the more I get, the better I'll get each week, okay?
There you go.
I'm going
to
practice.
I think we need to end things there because I look like I've been in a tropical rainforest.
You are actually covered in mum juice.
Oh, gosh.
The real kind. I'm sorry. Sorry, mum, if you're watching. Anyway, we don't care because we're mums ourselves. Oh, look, here he is, star of the show.
The star of the show is here. Trying to touch the mic already.
He's our mini producer.
Yes.
You want work experience? Yeah, this is your first job.
But yes, it was our first podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to follow us on 2P1Podcast with the number 2, we would love to see you over there and get your support.
On Instagram and on TikTok, we're going to be putting snippets up of everything we've been talking about on the pod. Feel free to comment on there if you have anything you want to say, any burning questions, desires. And we would love for you to tune in next week to our next episode, which is going to be more rants, more bants, more relationship advice. So tune in next week when we have our next episode of TP's One Podcast.
Without the baby.
Yay!